Well, you know, we knew the wind was coming, and so we were prepared. And in fact, several days before that, we were meeting with the local fire chiefs and cooperators at the fire station there in Inyat, and talking about what that would look like when the fire did come down in the valley, if it did. And we spent 2 days practicing that, talking about it. And that Friday night when it first came down, and then again Saturday when we ordered those additional resources to come into the valley, it went as good as it could possibly go. The communication, people were calm, and all the houses were saved. So, you know, it really just takes that communication, cooperation with the locals, and good skilled firefighters out there.
And of course, the winds died down, gave you a couple of days to actually go fight fire.
It did. The winds died down, and the environment kind of stabilized. So we were able to be really aggressive over the last 2 days, based on the productivity of those guys on that east and southeast flanks.
What's the plan moving forward?
Well, we're going to continue to drag fire along that southern boundary off to the west, trying to secure the Inyat Valley all the way over to Plain and Chihuahua, trying to insulate those communities a bit. We still have a couple weak points up in the northwest corner and the southeast corner that we still need to get some eyes on. We do have another incident management team coming in tomorrow. We'll be shadowing on Thursday, and they'll be assuming command and basing their operation at Leavenworth on Friday.
And lastly, it came up a few times tonight. Sounds like a very good cooperation between all the jurisdictions, including even the local fire districts.
I'm telling you, I've never had a better experience with the fire districts and all the cooperators, the state, DNR, the sheriff's office. You know, we count on those relationships on every fire, but I'll tell you, the help and assistance and cooperation and communication we've received locally has been second to none.